Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. We are broadcasting live here on Blog Talk Radio on the Mwamba World Outreach School of Ministry. I welcome you all in the four corners of the world, wherever you might be listening to us at this hour. And I have to assure you that God is on your side. You know, sometimes things go wrong in our lives. Things don't seem to work. And we think, hey, things are going to continue the way they are. But you know what? God knows how to do an upset. You know, an upset, say, for example, a team is playing, say, like here we have the baseball Texas team known as the Rangers. And say they are playing the Astros. That's another baseball team. And recently they won the game over the Astros. Say, for example, if the Astros are kind of leading and everybody is thinking, hey, the Astros are going to win, the Astros are going to win, then suddenly there is an upset. The Rangers begin to score, do the touchdowns, I mean, do the scoring and getting the balls, you know, on target and going around those bases and winning. That's an upset. So it's the same thing with the Lord. He's a God who can do an upset sometimes when we even least expect it. God can put things right in our lives even when we least expect it. You know, there is a tendency for the bad works that the devil brings on our lives to think it will never stop. I remember right here in the United States, as we were in a transition and we had an accommodation in one of, I could say, a hotel, and I got fed up of that hotel. And the kids asked me, oh, Daddy, what's going on? When are we going to move out of this hotel? Because it was like a one-room thing. You know, it had the cooking area. It had all the places where you can eat, you know. But the scenario was there is no, like, living room where you have your own time. There is no private bedroom for the kids. There is no separate kitchen. The kitchen is combined with the living room. And so it was such notorious monotony. It was such a monotony, and it was such a very discouraging situation. And you know what? I began to pray. Many times before I go to work, I'll kneel beside the bed and just pray. You know, there comes a time you say, what have I done? What have I done? Is God hearing me? You know, you say, Bishop Mamba, does that happen to you too? Yes. I mean, we are human, just like you are human. We go through these things. And so this cycle went on and on. And, you know, we had to pay like every 2 months, every 2 weeks, like every week, and hundreds of dollars. And we said, oh, this money can be used properly. Either we can even pay our mortgage or you rent a better house. And so started to pray. I mean, I'll be praying, kneeling down, you know. And I was saying, one thing is I never got tired to praying. And I just sat down and said, you know what? I'll pray anyway. I'll call upon God and thank him for his grace. And I pray, I said, God, you give us a place to stay by your grace. Then suddenly one day, just God gave me a number to call. And I called this guy. I said, hey, we're looking for an accommodation, a place to stay. He said, oh, we got, you know, townhomes. You want one? I said, yay. I went, saw him. We arranged the time to move in, and we moved in, and there we were. But the whole point is sometimes these things are so, they kind of like one after the other, and it blows our mind, and we think things are not going to change. Well, today I'd like to share with you on keys to stay on target or keeping your goal in vision. having the right direction. Having the right direction in your life and knowing that you are on target. Now, to do this, I'd first like to read the word of the Lord to you, coming from the book of Proverbs. You know, Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs. He was a very wise man, this guy, Solomon. He wrote the book of Proverbs, mind you. He searched everything. When you read the book of Proverbs, this man searched everything. He was a genius. He searched everything. He searched about love. He searched about emotions. He searched about God himself. He searched about friendliness, hate, enemies. He searched about nature, everything. Such an intelligent man. God had gifted him great wisdom. And listen to what he writes there in the book of Proverbs in chapter number 4. He said, "Listen, my son, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you some learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and an only child of my mother," verse number 4, "he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect, love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way, for they cannot sleep till they do evil. They are robbed of slumber till they make somebody fall. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Well, keeping on target and getting your perfect direction to your goal. Keeping on target is what I'm going to share. You know, like on my heading, I said, keeping up to your direction or getting your direction right. But it all boils down to keeping on target to your goal and knowing where you are going. You see, Solomon here is emphasizing on wisdom. Wisdom, you know, we had when I was running the Bible school in Africa, I had a video teaching. Gloria, a friend of mine here in America, bought me a big television set and then a DVD player. And so we had all these videos I had from Bobton, and I had from T.L. Osborne, and I had now on Bob Tilton, because he had a satellite school. There was this teacher, Charles Nearman. He was teaching on wisdom, and here he taught. He said, "Wisdom is the principal thing." Now the Bible here, it's a different version. The one I'm reading from is a gift from our friend Tiffany. It's the title "Spirit of the Reformation Study Bible." It's the NTVH by Zondervan, and I've got top grain leather bound Bible. It's a beautiful Bible from Tiffany, our good friend. She gave us a lot of gifts, you know, furniture for the home, beds and stuff. Oh, she's a wonderful lady. But anyway, listen. The it says. He taught me, he says in verse 4, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Now, in the King James Version, as Charles Nieman taught, he says, wisdom is the principal thing. Now, here in this Bible, it says wisdom is supreme. It's the same thing. Wisdom is the principal thing, or wisdom is supreme. What does that mean? Supreme or principal means it's the most important thing that you can have in your life. Wisdom is the most supreme. Now, many things in life, we can achieve them if we use a little bit of wisdom. You know, there are teachings which are very plain. Like in the book of Proverbs, it teaches, it says, if there is a quarrel going on and you don't know what they're quarreling about, don't get involved. It's like somebody pulling the dog by its ears. You're going to be beaten. That means when you get entangled in a quarrel that you don't know, you're just implicating yourself in problems and inviting problems which wouldn't have come to you if you kept your mouth shut. Now, it also says, meddle not into things that you don't understand. Now, here in America, there was one published video on Facebook that I saw, and it was also on television. A guy was walking by an alley. He's a medical doctor, and he saw this guy with a gun trying to rape this woman. Dazed. She had taken some beer. I think she was half dazed. She was not really herself. And this guy was trying to drag this woman to the car. It was on television and on Facebook, on the internet. So the police had released the information to the public. But the point was, this doctor, when he saw that, he stopped his car and went to try and intervene to save the woman from this rapist. You know, such things we can do. You know, sometimes I put myself in that shoes. I can do that, you know. Because the last time we were held at gunpoint at my job, as manager, mind you, of a retail company, big manager position. And I was just throwing out trash outside, but I was doing a night shift. And these guys came and put the young guys, by the way, with masks. Put a gun to my head. You know, if you're not grounded in God, you scream, I'm going to die. No. Wisdom says, be cool. I was so cool. I just told the guy, he said, hey, that's what he said to me. He said, hey, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you if you do what we say. So we started walking back to the store because I used the back exit to throw the trash. And that was past midnight, mind you. It's a safe area. It's an area where you rarely hear of armed robbery or being attacked by this, you know. But there he was, and I said to him, I said, you know, man, I'm a pastor. That's what I said to him. I'm a pastor. As we were going to the building, now other armed guys popped up. There were all together four of them, everyone with a gun and everybody in a mask and everybody looking the same, dressed in black. You could scream. As we entered the store, he grabbed me by the neck and he had the gun to my head. I never screamed. I never said, hey, watch out, everybody. No, I was just walking coolly. And he's trying to take me to get to the safe so he can get the money. But the keys, I'd used them to open the entrance to the building. And they were in the lock, so I couldn't get into the office. And this guy, young guy, just told him very nicely, quietly. I said, you know, I don't have the keys. Let me go get the keys. As we're turning around, he got distracted. That's when God showed me, said, this is the time to run. Wisdom will save your neck. You know, don't try and just behave anyhow. If you're going to keep to your target, if you're going to hit the bullseye, if you're going to reach your goal, if you're going to keep your direction to whatever God has planned for you, you need to use wisdom. And by reading the Word of God, there is a lot of wisdom that comes from the Word of God. I've seen here, like in America, where there is an election going on between the Democrats and the Republicans. We have Hillary Clinton, who has now been a nominee for the Democrat. And then we have this guy, Donald Trump, who is for the Republican. You know, I'm a grown man, but in my life, I never heard a man curse so bad like Trump. Man, this man can curse, calling people names. If it was in Africa, you never be a president when you insult people. You know that? That's not wisdom. I mean, it's going to be a miracle if he becomes president. I'm telling you. Then people are so blinded. You know, that's how even Hitler behaved like that. He was like a sore thumb. He was like, he can do anything, and nobody should get onto his case. Insulting people, calling people names. The other day he was calling Hillary Clinton the devil. Can you imagine? What kind of campaign is that where you call another person a devil, a monster, stuff like that? Calling people names. That's why most of these prominent Republicans like George Bush and Jeb Bush and Kasich and them, they said, no, we're not going to support him. All I'm saying, if you're going to get to your goal, if you're going to hit the bullseye, don't insult people. You know, here in America, there is a tendency of saying, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. I'm in retail, like I said. And every time we do business with everybody, we end with the word, thank you, sir. Some people, you say, thank you, sir. You can even see that they're not that sir enough. You know what I mean? Is they look so careless. You know, maybe they got some hanging pants and stuff like that. But respect is respect people as you run towards your goal. That's how you keep your feet on the ground. Don't insult people. You never know whom you're going to need tomorrow. You know, when you have a little bit of dollars in your pocket, that's not the time to demean people and start calling people names. You know, when I was in Taos, I had $48,000. It was an inheritance left to me by a dear friend of mine. We were friends for over 3 years. And after attending to the needs and everybody, he left an inheritance for me. $48,000. I didn't go about crazy. I wrote a check to her parents of $12,000 because she had passed on because of very serious sickness. But you know the point I'm saying, learn to respect people on the way to the top. Because it's a vital thing. When you respect people, you're building a bridge for yourself. Because you never know when you're going to need their help the next time. You understand? And so this was it. I never boasted, oh, I got so much money. But, you know, sometimes money will get to your head. I've seen the young men here. Some of them are very generous when they get big, big money. They start to help in the orphanages, help the needy, help the down and out. That's how money is supposed to be used. But here, as we can see, Solomon is saying, wisdom is the principal thing. And in all thy getting, get wisdom. Now, what is principle? Principle means most prominent thing. Like you can see here, I've read it to you in my Bible here, the other version, as I said. He said here, get wisdom, verse 5 of Proverbs 4. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she'll protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Now, in the King James Version, it says wisdom is the principal thing. Here in this Bible, which is, like I said, it's the spirit of the Reformation Study Bible, it says wisdom is supreme. Now, what does principal thing or supreme mean? Supreme means above everything. Principal means this is the very important thing, you see. This is very important. You know, when you're going like in school or college or university, they say these are the core classes you got to get. That means these are principal. These are important. If you don't get these core classes, then it's going to affect your performance. It's going to affect what you do. So here, Solomon is saying the principal thing in life to be on target is to get wisdom. And not any other wisdom, but godly wisdom. Godly wisdom is knowing the word of God, knowing what God says. That's godly wisdom. And it says, she will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. The garland, a garland was given to people who won in the Olympics. It was a garland of grace. Now, this garland was like a wreath of flowers, and they put a garland on kings and emperors in Rome. They wore garlands. So when he says to wisdom will place a garland over your head, you'll be honored. Wisdom will bring you to honor. Wisdom will cause you to succeed. Because you see, you know when to act. You know when to speak. You know when to keep quiet. You see what I'm saying? You know when to step out, and you know when not to step out. You know what to say and what not to say. You see what I'm saying? Simple. So it is very vital that we know how to keep ourselves if we're going to get to the goal. But the most important thing is wisdom. Now, wisdom usually is the ABCD things of life. Simple little things of life. You know, you, for example, you know how to control your finances. That's simple. See? You know how to, like, run your home. That's simple. You know how to keep your life, you know, like they say, you know, exercise and you're going to be fit. That's simple. But although some of us takes a while before you exercise. But the point is exercise to keep yourself fit. That's simple. So what here Solomon is saying, if you got to keep on target and if you got to hit the bullseye, if you're going to hit the goal, no matter what discouragement come in between, you never give up. There was a caption I was looking at Facebook today. It said, when you get exhausted and you're about to, you got no more steam in you to do what you have been doing, it said, take a rest. It's not time to give up and throw in the towel. When you rest, you'll be renewed and you start again and you start working towards your goal. See, there are many times when we want to give up, when the going gets tough, when things become hard and we say, man, you know, I can't continue doing this. You know, I'm going to give up. You know, I remember a time when I lost my car when I was living in Garland. I was working night shift, mind you. And I started riding the bus from Garland to come to downtown Dallas. One time, I don't know what happened, I missed the bus that connected me to the train, and I missed the train. I had to walk a distance I never walked from Garland to LBJ train station. Man, that was a hectic of a walk. But you see, I had to keep to do what I had to do. So in life, there are certain things you do which you think, hey, man, why am I doing this? Why? What a waste. Why am I wasting my time? No, you're not wasting your time. Anything you pass through in life is part of training. We train by the things that we go through. They are preparing us for greatness. The suffering you experience today, you look at them tomorrow and say, oh, man, thank God I experienced that because I know how to handle this. Maybe you went through a very hard time. It prepares you to be a sound leader. If somebody comes with a problem to you and says, you know, sir, look what happened to me, and you will understand because you've been there. You see what I'm saying? The point I'm saying is let your feet be on the ground. Be humble enough to not run ahead of your calling or run ahead of yourself in the things that you do. And also, do not overestimate your strength. Learn to be grounded and use wisdom in whatever things you do in life. And so, this is it. Solomon is saying, wisdom is the principal thing. If you're going to see success in life, wisdom is the principal thing. Now, to get a balanced life, it's always good to reflect. Look at what happened. What happened last year that brought me to this particular moment in time? What could have I done better? to change my focus. Like somebody said, if you don't do anything different from what you have been doing all the time, then what you have been experiencing all the time is what you're going to get. See, if you're going to change the events or the way life has been coming to you, you got to do something different to change what you have been experiencing. And how do you do that? You make a decision and say, you know what? Oh, my academics are not that good. Let me get into an online school. You get in an online school, you learn a new trade that boosts up your qualifications and gives you more open doors. Or you say, you know what? I think I better start a business. You know, like I shared yesterday, you see this guy writing about millionaires. He said millionaires, they took the things that people disregard. You know, the businesses, they said, you know, this thing won't read anywhere. He says they take the hard things and run with it, and they never give up. And he says, you know, eventually they come to realize that they are in control of their own destiny when they are running their own businesses. So you can have control on your own destiny by making a decision and saying, Lord, I'm going to stand my ground. No matter what happens, God will see me through, and I'm going to make it no matter what comes my way. And so this is the scripture today. It's teaching us to be a people that are going to stand our ground no matter the events, no matter what comes our way. We're going to stand and fight the good fight of faith in the Lord until we make it to glory land. And so I encourage you, no matter what you're going through, know one thing, that God is on your side. Now, let's see what scripture here Solomon is writing. He says, listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Now, you see, he's talking about wisdom will add years to your life. You see, the Bible always promises us long life. It says, with long life, I'll satisfy you. When you do God's will, God says, with long life, I'll satisfy you. It's good to live long life. But like somebody said, you live long life, but long life with an impact. You know what I mean? There are people who have lived short lives, but have changed nations. So when you live a long life, God is giving you more opportunity to do more things. Great things. You see, God is giving you a chance to accelerate and do great and mighty things. So it's not just a matter of having a long life. Say, well, I lived in 100 years. What have you done in 100 years? See, like Abraham, he was 75 years old when he had Isaac. But look at the impact. Changed the whole Israel. Look at Jacob. Changed Israel too. Jacob, Joseph, look, he went into prison. He had a promise to become great, but he never gave up on his vision. He ended up in Potiphar's house, was locked up in prison. But from the prison, he was picked to be the vice president of Egypt. Why? Because Joseph had his feet on the ground. Number one, he said, I would not sin against my God and do this thing when he was tempted by that Potiphar's wife to sin. The next thing, he stood his ground and was patient for the vision to come to pass. You see, the Habakkuk 2:4 says, this vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarries, which means if it delays, wait for it. For it will surely not tarry, but come to pass. What does it mean it will speak? That means the vision that God has given you will finally come to pass. How do you keep your vision running? You keep your vision running by having your feet, you know, balanced in the Word of God and knowing that God will never disappoint you in whatsoever you do. You will hit your bullseye. If you want to become a president, you become president of a country. You become a businessman, you be a businessman. You got to get a degree, you will get it. As long as you don't lose your focus on the goal, you will finally get it. No matter how long it takes, it will be done. Because Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Well, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba here in Dallas, Texas, with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, signing off on this broadcast and saying, we'll talk to you again. God bless you and bye-bye.